It's your turn now.
Damn. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
That's what's up. This is Truth Be Told, and I'm Zoe.
I'm India.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, we haven't seen you guys in a while.
Bro, no one's listening. Shut up. Mommy, I love you.
Actually, why did it say it's been going on for 23 minutes?
It says 23 hours. Cool. Anyways.
Okay.
Zoe, can you hear us?
While we figured that out, how are you, Zoe? It's been a minute. I didn't do the radio show last week because...
Because
FYS was kicking my ass, and I'm not gonna get mine. Anyways, so then Zoe and I.
The full background.
Okay.
Actually, everyone I know knows the background.
I know that they know. Okay, so basically, like, I thought I was Superwoman for a sec, and that I could just write my essay in a day, and that I could do the radio show, and that didn't work out, and then I had to let Zoe know, and, yeah, you tell your side. You tell your side.
Oh, you want me to tell my side?
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Next time. Can we see WJRH Spotify rap?
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I don't even know. We're not going to talk about our Spotify raps because...
No, we're not. We're not.
I'm low-key ashamed.
Home. Home.
Oh, yeah, you can. Okay. Anyways.
That did nothing for me.
Oh, gimme. Hey, yo, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Take a Walk. Oh, I love that song.
I love that song.
Doo-wop. Actually, I played that. Did Shout you? Out me. What the?
Cigarette Daydreams. Not surprised.
Daniel Caesar, Who Hurt You? Lay All Your Love on Me. Fire. Why is
Who
there
is
so much
doing
Mamma
this?
Mia?
Yeah.
A lot of indie bitches here.
Anyways, let's go in. Bro, what? Okay, so we have a couple topics.
Some.
We'll probably go off piece like the entire time. I don't know why, but for today, I was, like, sitting in the library, and I was thinking about comfort characters. And I was thinking, like, why it's so important for me to have comfort characters. Like, I feel like it's a pretty powerful thing if, like, someone can be your comfort character, and, like, you can walk into a room and know that, like, they're there for you. But comfort characters change, like... I don't know, but I think it's just nice to have a consistent person who's, like, there for you and, you know, yeah, like, I want that person to, like, when I walk in a room, I feel instantly safe and, like, I smile and
you think there can be, like, a lot of comfort characters.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I think there could be many, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like a feeling, like a gut feeling, like, you know?
Yeah.
We go by our gut.
Go by your gut.
Fox.
Tug.
Do you have comfort characters?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
No, yeah, I do. I mean, I think it... You guys... Most of the time. Except when Zoe's in her evil era. Dot, dot, dot.
And when India's doing the radio show. Sorry.
India's failing on the radio show.
Nah.
Like, anyways, so
that was lacking everything.
I think, yeah, Callie, my friend from home.
You've talked about her. SMU baby.
Pudge, I should know. It's like roll. It's like donkeys or something.
Oh.
Maybe that's just Republican. That's why I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister. Most of the time. Yeah. What about you? Mem?
Honestly, no, like, I think it's also, your comfort character isn't necessarily someone you have to be the closest to. Like, they don't have to necessarily be your best friend or the person you would go to for anything. It can even be someone who you're acquaintances with, who doesn't know much about you, and you can kind of have those easy conversations that just flow. Zoe thinks that I'm talking about her because I call her my comfort character, but I'm just given different types of...
Just given
different types of characters, honestly. But yeah, it can just be an acquaintance.
Yeah, I get that.
And, like, the table talk, like, I'm not someone who loves table talk in any way. I think it honestly stresses me out because, I mean, I think I'm an extroverted introvert.
Yeah, I am.
And sometimes I come off as very extroverted, but I also get very nervous talking to people and keeping the conversation going. But sometimes those comfort characters, it's just the table talk is honestly nice, which doesn't happen a lot. But I had a weird encounter today where I was talking to someone and it just felt so comfortable, even though I didn't know them.
Yeah.
And I was like, weird.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you call him, like, I hadn't really heard the term, like, comfort character necessarily before. Yeah. But, like, you describing it, I feel like I have, like, not, like, a fair amount of those, but there are definitely people I know that, like, I'm just get excited to see them because I know it'll be, like,
yeah,
like, easy no matter what.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, I feel like that, like, the small talk thing. I mean, it's awkward for anyone, but...
Yeah. I had to get over that so fast coming to college because all it was just like, here's my life story. Yeah. Literally how Zoe and I became close. We were just sitting on her bed for like 3 hours. And it started off, I didn't know her that well, but we were friends.
Yeah.
I saw her a lot, but we just hadn't really like had any deep, meaningful conversations. Yeah. No DMCs yet.
Yeah.
And then we had, like, a three-hour conversation, and we both kind of just put our whole life story on the table.
For realsies.
And then I was like, I get you. And then we had our first sleepover.
Yeah. So. And our first what?
Whoa.
What? Hey, why would you tell them?
I'm sorry. Also, we showed our stuff to animals.
Yeah, we did.
We just really exposed everything.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually hurt about that sleepover. I still am.
Hurt?
Yeah.
Explain?
Yeah. Remember, I was like, I had the best sleep ever.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I had the worst sleep. Because I wanted to be the nice person and, like, give you a little bit of space. But my whole body was on that wall. Like,
yeah.
I was, like, centimeters away.
The
thing is,
I would have liked but I guess, no. You didn't have to be the nice person. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, I had my sleeping pill. I was fine. You could have kicked me off that bed. Like.
Oh. Okay. I'll.
Yeah. Note that down.
Okay.
Yeah. Still mad about it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, comfort characters. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real feeling.
Definitely. Definitely.
And we'll find more of them throughout college.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Maybe it's my FYS Russia professor. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm taking another class
of
this.
You can't drop it with me. Should we be together?
Yeah.
Isn't someone else doing it too?
Andre.
Right, 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 right.
Also, Andre's friend is doing it as well. Anyways. Next topic?
Sure.
This one's kind of a weird topic, but it also came across my head today. This isn't a roast. I just honestly want to know. Like, as we go to a school where football is prized, right?
Yeah.
The football team loved, given lots of money. Alumni love it. But what happens after?
I was
like,
yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good talk.
You know, no. But it's like, I get it, because people are going to be like, oh, dad, like, where'd you go to school? And be like, oh, I went to Lafayette College for, like, football. And it's like the whole time you just spend your life doing football at college.
Yeah.
And it's like so many student athletes we know, like,
it's so much time.
It's all of their lives.
Yeah.
And then you get out and you're like just in an office job. Yeah, it's like, what's after?
I think that's why, like, I wanted to play soccer in college. D3, I was not good for D1, but, like, D3. And that, even D3 seems like a lot. Even club seems like a lot here. Wait, I know that they have practice at, like, such a late hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
Maybe next year. Right now, I just want to do pickup.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just join the horse team with Zoe.
The chorus team?
Horse team. Oh, I saw your little team portrait.
Oh.
Y'all are funny looking.
What? When did you see that?
I don't know. Someone posted on their story.
Yeah, We Cute or whatever. They just did a spotlight of me.
Why?
It's just dedicated to me. Because I'm a freshman.
Oh.
And I'm cool. Did I tell you guys that I'm running for treasurer?
For treasurer?
Yeah, the team. This Sunday. Thank you.
I don't know what that means.
My speech is actually really good. Of the riding team.
I do not know what that means.
Do you not know what a treasurer is?
Yeah, I do. No, I don't. What is a treasurer?
You know what a treasurer is, right?
Sorry.
They, like, handle the money.
Oh. Okay.
I was playing this game that my dad just got. It's called Acquire. It's a board game. Oh, that can be, like, a good segue. Oh, sorry. A good, like, it's a board game. It's called Acquire. And basically, I don't even know. Like, you buy stuff. And it's like, I can't really explain it. It's kind of hard to explain. But anyways, you do, like, a lot of money stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what is 300 times 3?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I couldn't tell you that.
And then really?
Well, like, I could, you know.
Can you do it right now?
You could.
300 times 3?
That was a joke. 900.
It's not 900.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. 21?
It's 900.
21.
It's not 21.
Obviously.
Okay, I was. See, that's what it. No, let me do it. ADHD. Anyways. So, I was kind of nervous about that, but.
Okay.
I was, yeah. But you totally should. I would pay so much money to watch you ride a horse.
Aw. Like, in what context? Like, in a strip club? Like.
Ride a horse? Huh? What? Huh?
Save a horse.
Ride a cowboy.
Doesn't Jackie have that?
Yeah.
I like
it's
that.
In our room. I was literally laying on my room floor before just vibing, and I was so worried she was going to walk in and, like, think I was psycho. I was just waiting for it to happen. I was just literally lying on my floor.
Oh, just, like...
Yeah, just vibing.
Hey, Mom.
Your daughter's doing great.
I did it well.
KCDS would go.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
There's nothing to get. The answer's right there. I mean, the question's right there.
Okay.
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 Sorry, Zoe's sitting next to us. Yeah, that's all she has to say for that.
Hi.
Yeah. I feel like, wait, we need to get back to the student-athlete thing.
No,
yeah,
that's fine.
I think it take like, I always think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for, like, big schools. I don't know. It's always just a little strange to me. And it's like, I have lots of respect for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I could never do what they do. But at the same time, I just get, I don't know.
I remember when I was, so when I was thinking about playing D3, my coach was like, okay, like, give me a list of schools. And I was like, okay. I put on there, like, UCLA, Villanova, and he was like, girl.
Really?
He was like, I don't know what to tell you. You're not good enough. And then I cried on the phone with my mom for, like, an hour, and she was like, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I was like, well. And it was raining, and, bruh. That was horrible.
Shucks. Yeah, I know a lot of people who went to school for sports.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah. I mean, I think they're different. Because, like, they know that they're going to actually do other stuff. But it is, like, the football people are, like, some of the kids that are in, like, my 101 classes, like, Spanish class. And, you know, they're just athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm just like, God damn, you're dumb.
You dumb.
You know, and it's like, okay, all the love to you. Like, I'm so sorry you were born that way. But, like, what do you... Like, I don't know.
Bro, negative vibes.
No, like, nothing. Like, all the love. Again, all the love.
What are you drawing?
I'm just doodling.
Okay.
Don't worry about me.
I'm not.
Zoe
just, like... When we were waiting to come in here, she just started twerking, like, out of nowhere, and...
India!
And I was so caught off guard. I had no idea.
You're crazy! You are gaslighting me! She was doing that! She's a freak! Someone come get her. She's dancing. No, seriously, though. Like...
It's okay to be different.
You're wrong.
She even got up on the wall and, like,
oh my God,
was making a whole okay, thing
I
of
wish
it.
I had gotten that on video,
like, mommy, so please could, like, mommy's
post
milk
it on WJRH,
literally,
just so you could have done that.
Also, Merry Christmas.
True
like I it is the 1st of December.
Have you guys decorated your
it's the 1st of November.
What happened?
Have you guys decorated your room? Are you going?
Jackie and I put up, like, little decorations. I have lights. I don't really know where to put them. In Dirty K.
And what?
In Dirty K. Dirty K mine? It's not actually dirty. It's just,
oh,
like, apparently just a derogatory, like, word.
A slur.
Yeah.
K slur.
K mine.
K. Hey.
Let's play a Christmas song.
Okay.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
I like the really sexual one by What's Her Face.
What the hell?
Like, Ariana Grande?
No.
Ooh.
No. It's the funny one.
Can you play December by Ariana Grande?
That one's good. No. It's like, oh my God. Her name starts with an E.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it
Ella Fitzgerald?
No, is it
Ella Fitzgerald? The really what?
No, it's like, buy me a. It's something about a diamond ring, like a diamond ring's
Santa
in it.
Santa Baby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, word.
I like that one.
What about December by Ariana Grande?
This one's good.
No,
not that one.
Also.
By Earth.
Also.
Earth a Kit.
Wait, what?
That one.
Oh. Also, just to let everyone know, on Zoe's Spotify Wrapped, her number one her song is All I Want by Olivia Rodrigo. You're welcome. Olivia Rodrigo, All I Want. Boom, 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 boom. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Zoe's tripping right now.
Santa baby, I want a yacht.
It is a pad,
really,
though.
That's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany.
I Zoe, really stop.
Believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Word.
That's like, that's a really good one. That song.
You bring so much to the table.
Me?
You bring so much energy.
I know,
like,
I know.
You and your flannel.
Sorry,
where's your nose ring?
I didn't put it on today.
Oh.
Sorry.
Here's my thing. I like it, but it just feels really awkward because people are like, oh my god, you need a nose ring. And I'm like, it's fake.
Just don't tell them that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's like sometimes I don't want to wear it.
So then just be like,
I took it out,
yeah.
But there won't be a hole there.
Who is looking at your nose that deep for a hole?
The question you pose is one that is a question
that's posed.
What?
What would you do if when he okay said yes would go? Like, that's what I
can. I can't do that. Anyways, I do.
Okay,
bring
Christmas
to the table.
You do?
Yes.
Your tort. Okay, whatever.
What?
Nothing.
What? What? What?
I just look at you and sigh.
Aww.
I know.
Just think with love, and happiness,
so
and love.
Much.
Love.
Your laugh, bro. Oh my god, I used to be so self-conscious about my laugh.
Really?
I mean, I still am, because when I laugh, like, I can't breathe, and I don't even know what sounds come out of me. But no, stop. Chill. But people used to always comment on my laugh, because
really?
It's kind of just so obscure, and now I'm just like, well.
But really?
Yeah. Also, when are you going to make me another. Oh, whatever. I want another
bracelet. I have
bracelet.
Stuff to do. This is like the busiest week of my life.
Okay.
Like NGL, and you guys don't even have work.
I have an essay. You I actually did. Was in the library, like, low-key all day. Whatever.
And you're coming to Kirby after. Yeah, that's what I thought. You both are.
Yes, sir.
It's gotta happen.
Okay, Christmas traditions.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's fun.
My Christmas traditions are, make yep. this bread. I forget what it's called. Oh my god, I'm gonna have to look it up.
Irish soda bread?
Crazy bread?
No.
Bruh, Irish no. soda bread, it slaps.
I don't even
have
ever had it.
Have you had it?
Hot cross buns.
No.
Okay.
I hate hot cross buns. Like, I'll like any other type of buns, but like. No. I love your buns.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's the right answer.
Yeah. Especially in those jeans.
You mean...
Our jeans?
Yeah, you guys twinning? Oh, stolen.
Stolen bread?
Yeah.
Is stolen. It
stale stale bread?
No, it's stolen.
Stale bread?
Stolen.
You steal it from the bread shop?
It's stolen.
Are you Katniss Everdeen?
I actually never watched that movie.
You never watched Hunger Games?
No, because it gave me my first panic attack.
Oh,
yeah.
My mom gave me my first panic attack.
Oh, cool.
Love you.
What'd she do?
She knows exactly what she did.
What'd she do?
We don't need to
talk. We don't talk about it? Okay.
Love you, Mom, but you know what you did. I know where you live. I know where you live. Actually, we're... Oh! Big news. So, my house was sold.
Yeah.
And my parents... So, we're moving into a place, like, 5 blocks away,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. But I have to walk by my old house, seeing like with a new family, and I'm just like,
"That's what I have to
fudge
do."
Fudge you!
No,
oh my god, ours is like, dang
five,
it!
Honestly, 5 blocks away, it's really upsetting.
Are we gonna get an invitation to the Brecht house before you move out?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
When are you moving out?
Like, I think they're officially moving out after I come back here, okay. So we can have a little shindig.
Okay.
Go crazy, get Brecht. Yo, my parties.
Take that back.
No.
Rewind.
I'm sorry.
Is your Finsta name?
Yes. Wait, I don't have a Finsta.
Oh.
Anyways, that's stalker.
Why'd you say yes?
Stalker material.
You said yes.
I used to, but like stalker.
Oh, no, because I just feel like if you had a Finsta, like, is that not a good name for
that
it?
That is.
No, I mean, that's my
private story thing?
I don't have a private story, but like, no, but my sister and I. I created the name and then she kind of took it.
Your last name?
Yes,
my last. You created your last name?
She stole my last
name. She stole your last name.
But our darties used to be called Get Brecht. Anyways, cool story, bro.
That's cray. That's cray.
Really?
Yeah.
nice.
Stolen, yeah.
What is stolen bread?
It's
stolen bread.
It's like
bread?
A German bread.
Hey, yo, my roots. Anytime I say I'm, like, part German, y'all are all, like...
The thing is, I'm German, too.
You look German. And Schuldigen Sie. Please say that. Please say that. Please say that.
No.
Please.
Honestly, probably everyone knows.
Can I say it?
Let me see. Bye.
Can we say it?
No, I feel like...
Why are you asking me? Like, I'm not the patron.
Like, I think everyone that's on this...
No, Zoe, no. Sorry. Is it a lie?
No.
I'll text your mom after.
We don't really know. That's the thing.
So it is a lie?
No, it's not. It's just, like, not 100%
true,
proven.
So it's a lie.
No, it's not that it's not true. It's just might not be
true. We should
true.
Do an ancestral tree.
I want you so bad.
What?
Oh, I thought you said
incestual
tree.
Oh incest? I'm down.
Your huh was just so...
Because I genuinely thought you said an incestual tree, so obviously that would be my reaction.
Interwoven, you know?
So stolen bread.
White
I love Irish soda bread. My best friend's dad used to make the best Irish soda bread.
I'm Irish. You don't
me too.
Is
no!
Black?
What? You're black?
Zoe is black.
No, I'm not.
Yes, she is.
Yes, you are.
All right. And
basically,
therefore,
And what were you talking about? Oh, traditions.
And
yeah.
So I touched this man.
stolen. Sorry, guys. We got to come back to this stolen thing. Yeah, stolen. It's bread, and you soak like golden raisins.
Ooh,
cherries.
Nah.
No, no.
Ew.
Here's the thing. Here's
God,
the thing. Here's
I hate
the thing.
Cherries.
You don't like cherries?
I hate cherries.
Like, you seem like you would like cherries.
That's is that going on my list?
No, because I'm surprised.
Wait, what did you add on today?
Oh
no, no. But that was kind of. You didn't really get to let me finish my sentence.
No.
Wait, what if you added recently? So, we've talked about this before, but Zoe has a list of all the things that I, like, don't, like, do that she just makes sense.
Shh. That I am not surprised that India has done / said.
Okay.
I forget which ones, what the last ones we talked about was. She liked Pulpy OJ. We've been over that.
Yeah.
Coconut yogurt.
Yeah.
Also been over that. I think that's maybe where we ended.
Oh.
She asked if leopards hiss.
Okay. I think I was texting you because I was like, or whatever.
I don't even know.
Roll pards.
I don't even know. Roll pards, for real. She doesn't like cotton candy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like, that is one of the.
That also made me throw up when I was younger.
Least surprised that I've ever been.
Just like, how?
What do you mean? It's just like pure sugar. I know that's why you don't like it, but like, that's why I like it. Anything that, like, I can feel rotting my teeth is just delicious.
Aw.
Cute.
At least I brush them.
I brush my teeth.
That wasn't like a that wasn't a sub. It was just like at least I brush my teeth.
Cute,
you know. What else?
Bare minimum, girls.
That she does yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm proud of that. You should come do yoga with me tomorrow.
I'm just like so ADHD.
At the gym.
Yeah.
At the gym.
I was supposed to be there.
That was supposed to be today.
It was supposed to be today, but you never texted me.
Okay, anyways. That her favorite White Claw is raspberry. That is horrible. That is like...
It's good. I mean, I don't even like White Claw.
That's terrifying. Terrifying. Is yours black cherry, Zoe?
No.
Really?
No.
Lime?
Nope.
Let me guess.
Watermelon.
I need to guess.
That's racially motivated.
Why?
What?!
Why is that racially motivated?
You know the stereotype that black people like watermelon?
No.
Guys, it's like a whole thing.
Oh, I think I did know that, actually.
Because watermelon.
That wasn't racially motivated.
Why do black people like watermelon?
No, it wasn't.
Why do black people like watermelon?
They don't! It's a stereotype!
Who came up with that stereotype?
White people?
But why?
Yo, white people are shit.
What did they get out
anyway,
of, like...
guess.
India! I'm not even... joking, India.
Take it out of my bank.
For real.
Anyway,
take it out of my bank.
Guess what flavor?
I need to, you might need to give me a little bit. Mango. Bruh! End this podcast. I need to go frickin' beat Zoe. Oh my god. That is just, oh my god.
It's because I'm an island girl.
Wait.
Island girl.
Bro, those videos are so horrible.
They're so funny.
They're so,
frick-fracking horrible.
They're frick-fracking horrible.
Frick-fracking hilarious. Okay, what else?
That's horrible.
That's just, like,
But that's the kind of one you can only have freezing cold. Like,
yeah.
It's freezing cold, but, like, lukewarm, maybe, like, actually, I do like black cherry.
I love black cherry. Black cherry, watermelon, lime.
Oh.
Like, I would chug
shivers.
A cold lime White Claw. I would just chug it. Okay, what else?
Oh, my God.
That she was kicked out of chorus.
Stop. Okay. Okay, wait.
Is it juice?
No, wait. Hold on. Okay. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was always told... Actually, this is a funny story. Actually, you're not going to laugh. I just made myself laugh. So, when I was in middle school, I would do these
chorus... No one likes your laugh.
Got it. Okay, so in middle school, I would do these chorus concerts, and I would always be front row, and I would always think that I had, like, these fire chorus fits, and my sister would always take videos of me, and she would laugh, because she was like, you look like an old Jewish lady. Because I would wear these long skirts, like, these turtlenecks, and I'd be like, God, I look good right now. Anyways, so why I got kicked out of chorus, basically, I was like, yo, Mr. Juice, like, I kind of want to do chorus next year, but I also, I don't know if I should take my free. And she was like, oh, like, take your free. I was like, oh, but I really was thinking about doing chorus. Like, do you think I could do it? She was like, no. Like, they already have enough singers like you. Like, please. I was like, I'm not even kidding. And then she got pregnant and left, but, like...
That sucks. She begged for me to stay in chorus. Anyway.
Oh.
Damn.
Okay, last one. This just happened tonight. She doesn't like Chinese food.
Like, are you surprised, Zoe?
You cannot be
talking. I just wanted to... What do you mean by that?
I don't know. It kind of just made sense.
I knew.
What is there to know?
Nothing.
Exactly.
No, like, I like sesame chicken, I think. I haven't had it in a while.
I don't want to have this conversation with her anymore.
She didn't know what one of those mini corn things were. You know what those mini corn things are, right?
Yeah. Baby corn.
Yeah. She held it up and she was like, what is this?
When did you have Chinese food?
No, it was
in... It was at Marquee.
Baby corn?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that before?
You live in New York. Aren't you supposed to be, like, knowledge?
Santa baby. No.
Oh.
Cool. Good talk. Bless you. Pineapple. Wait. I'm supposed to do that before you sneeze.
Gesundheit?
Gracias. God bless you.
Thanks.
And God bless America.
True.
What the? There it is. I found it.
Yeah.
Oh, right, back to traditions.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, the sad thing is, you know what I learned? Okay, so every Christmas Eve when I was younger, one of my relatives or someone...
No, we've talked about this so much.
No. Would dress up in a Santa suit.
Santa.
No, but what I learned over Thanksgiving is that Santa suit is 50 years old, and it has never been washed once.
Well, it's only been used 50 times.
I know, but still, you wash your pants, or... You wash your pants, like, what, did it just cut out?
I can't hear. Do you have RoboCop on?
No.
Can you hear it now?
Can you check?
Anyways, let's play a Christmas song while we wait. Any requests?
Wait, just listen now.
Santa baby. What are the best Christmas songs?
Should we just do like the basic mic? We should talk about Christmas movies.
Oh yeah.
By Ariana Grande.
Maybe, okay, wait. Rocking around.
Oh,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's a good one.
Okay, word. Peace.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay. We're back.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Christmas movies.
Christmas movies. So, let's go through it.
Okay. Home Alone. Vibes.
Vibes. Home Alone is good. What I was just thinking... What?
No, I can just... Yeah.
Oh. I don't even know. I think it's when we were just in here. I was thinking about, you know those little doves that they have in Home Alone?
Yeah.
The paper doves?
You know Trump's in Home Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Slur.
So, anyways, yeah, I was thinking about that little dove. It's so cute. And that's a good one. Like, that's just a good one.
It's a classic.
Well, we were talking about this, Love Actually.
Oh, yeah.
We need to.
The story of that little boy and the little girl.
Stop.
It gets me every time.
Every single time.
Like.
And his dead mom.
You good?
So sweet.
Tell your mom you love her.
I do love you, Mom. Thanks for paying for everything.
Remember the joke I made about paying and then I shouted out my dad?
Yeah.
And then he texted me and he was like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to joke about your Cartier ring.
I don't have a Cartier ring. And then everyone was like, yeah, you do. I was like, no, I don't. That's the extent of the story.
Did your ring just fall off?
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Probably because it was telling you that, is that your one ring?
Okay, so I had a bit of a dramatic moment where I lost a ring and I was like, okay, well, I can't.
She wears two, like, stacked.
On the same finger. And I thought I lost one of them, so I was like, okay, I can't wear just one of them. So I threw the other one out because I'm...
No,
I was like, impulsive.
We were, like, in a room, and Indy is just like, I lost one of my rings. And Zoe and I were like, oh, like... Okay, like, I bet you'll find the other. And she just took off the other ring and just threw it in the trash.
It was just an impulsive
thing. Like, just,
thing.
Like, really dramatic. And Zoe and I were like, what, you're gonna find the other one? She was like, no, I can't wear them. I can't wear them without that each other. And then she texted us,
you're
like, 3 days later and was like, I found the other ring. And
I was talking to my mom about this, about, like, impulsive things, because she was telling me how she lost one of her earrings or something in the ocean, and she was like, okay, well, I can't wear just one, so she threw the other earring in the ocean, and then she found the other earring, which is just, like, how?
Guys, you know this necklace that I wear?
Yeah.
You know how my grandma gave it to me?
Okay.
And my grandfather gave it to her, like, for an anniversary or something. She gave it to me and a set of matching earrings.
You lost the earrings?
No, I was wearing them the other day when I was, like, going out with her, having a great day. And then I came back, and I, like, take off my sweater, and the back of my earring falls off. And I'm like, what the heck? Where did the front go? And I looked high and low all over that freaking house. And it must have, like, it fell off during the day, but the back stuck on.
Because your ears are grimy.
No, my ears are
clean.
That
literally means that there's schmutz in your ears.
No, I clean them. I clean them every single day.
Wait, this is not a Christmas movie. Have you seen Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that movie.
So much just happened in the last 2 minutes.
You know what it taught me? If you put your hands under your thighs for, like, a minute or so, and then you touch your boobs, it feels like someone else is touching them.
Are you getting up and leaving?
That was Zoe's laugh, by the way. And then you touch your boobs.
India, what just happened? How did that just come to mind? What just happened?
I told you, just like, I don't know how my brain works.
What just happened? I was talking about something I was going to say, and then I went to my grandma and I started crying because I lost her earring.
And your schmutz?
No!
Focus on the task at hand.
This morning.
Please focus on the task at hand.
I put them on that morning, like, freshly cleaned.
Yeah.
But I was devastated.
11?
5 minutes?
No, I think it's like a minute. Oh.
Just until they go numb, maybe?
Yeah, no, till they go numb. And then you just violently
Anyways, I haven't
do it.
Seen that in a really long time.
Can we watch it soon?
Yeah.
While you're in Caribbean with me?
There's this move in the film where he, like, spins her around his hips.
What?
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Did you clean your ears? Sorry. Did you find the earring?
What is happening? You need to be put down.
Hey, yo!
And? Like, no one disagreed meow. With that. Like Zoe totally was along with it.
Okay, so...
Meow. Go spit on your cat.
I did enough of that already, like...
That was literally, like...
My cat lost so much weight
because
he had
surgery.
Don't joke about my cat like that.
Don't spit on your cat!
I still don't understand. I don't spit on it, I'd spit near it. And it's like a little jump scare.
It.
You called it an it. Wait.
No, she didn't.
It's Otto. He's an Otto. He's Otto. Everyone get out.
You're done.
I've been done. Like, I'm just... What?
This is my radio place.
This used to be my radio show.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And then you ditched.
Actually, he ditched me.
What would you do if when he... Okay, so if he said yes, would go?
You just
okay, wait,
changed it.
1 second.
Do you feel
Zoe
your boobs yet?
Zoe keeps... No, but I need to say this. Zoe, can you say what you keep saying?
What would you do if when you... Okay, so if he said yes, would
no,
go?
No, you just changed it.
No, she wrote it down. Say it again.
What would you do if when you okay, so if he said yes, would go?
And she just keeps saying that.
Good guy.
And
good
like,
good guy.
There's nothing to do with it. The first time you said that, it was like when I was just first back, and I thought you were like honestly asking me like a deep question, and I was just like, am I having a stroke or a seizure or a heart attack or a like. Anyways,
basically,
I answered yes.
All of the above.
I answered yes, like
that's
thinking it was
answer.
Insightful.
That's a good answer.
Is no a good answer?
Yeah.
Yes, I would go.
No, okay. That's my answer.
I would go, yes.
No, okay, go.
Okay, no,
anyways,
go.
Anyways, how did that, was that, is that a TikTok thing?
No.
You just
no,
like.
No, it's just like her brain.
Okay.
It's not just my brain.
Your poor brain. Who? Then how?
Paul, baby.
What do you mean, my poor brain?
I didn't say anything. Why would you say that?
You can't blame everything on him. He's seeking help.
Why like, are you saying
to Why me? Is he purple?
Because I know him. Like, he is a he.
Hey, maybe he's mine.
No, he's not. I made him.
Maybe I have his wife.
Whoever's listening, they're talking
or
about...
Or husband.
Hey, yo. They're talking about their imaginary lover boy.
No, that's not
like,
what you
huh?
Do you guys know the song, My Pencil's Trying to Kill Me? I'm not
yeah.
even kidding.
Like, you need some Adderall and some ladies and some help and...
Some ladies?
Yes.
I so want to play this. Oh,
no.
It's so funny.
Who's...
And then there's one called Chugga Chugga.
She's played them both for me.
Are they good?
No.
Are they exactly what you think they'd
There's
be?
A song yeah. called Wanna See My Pencil, and that feels very sexual.
So maybe we shouldn't play them.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to see my pencil? Right.
Guys.
Stop asking to see my pencil.
You have a small pencil.
Nope.
Yo, you got a monster pencil.
Me?
With a big eraser. No, you have the pencil. You're the pencil, but then you have your whole, like, eraser.
Our parents are
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that's kind of...
Corn.
I'm sorry. Why'd you say corn? It's my horse's name.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Dang.
Cornerstone.
Cornerstone. Oh my god, did you ever watch Miley Cyrus?
And her Hannah Montana, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with
Miley And Cyrus. Her horse's name was Blue Jeans.
Yeah. Can we watch that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what
like the chicken coop.
We have lists and lists and
because it, the thing
titles
is
and
is
titles
that
of movies. Wait, let me finish. And titles and titles and lists of movies to watch. And then the other day was like the first day that we all had nothing to do. And Zoe was like, this is my favorite movie. And we were all like, yeah, let's watch it. And we all watched that movie. That
was because
wasn't
that
even
was a perfect time. No, because we say we want to watch these movies in this moment, but then we're always doing something else. And then
yeah. I know. I just think it's funny that.
And then
like,
Russia.
The other.
I don't know.
You keep bringing it up.
I'm obsessed. Like, I'm obsessed. And his daughter lives in my hall.
He has a daughter?
Yeah, she lives in my... She lives in K-Mine.
He's a freshman?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know. She was in the shower when I was in the shower this morning.
What is... What?
Huh? I was going to say something, but I decided
in a separate shower, of course.
Okay.
Bruh, someone keeps on putting hair on the walls of my shower.
Same.
That's and I'm going to put up is. A sign in, like,
I,
blood.
I
being,
told
like,
you.
Sir.
Blood. No, I'm going to put up...
Imagine I just give myself a pencil cut. I'm like...
A pencil cut?
What is a pencil cut?
Stop talking about my pencil.
Go away.
My pen. I'm
no.
sorry.
No.
That's how we'll end it. We'll play My Pencil's Trying to Kill Me.
No.
It'll all get it.
Christmas tradition.
Yo, that should be a party song. That would go so hard.
No.
Or Big Booty Remix.
No.
Big Booty Remix. Yo, that goes so hard.
Okay, can we...
Like, the one
Christmas
with
Queen. Movies. Okay, here's my thing. I'm so sorry. I think Elf is a little overrated.
I agree. I hate that movie.
You
I
know, I've never
it?
Seen E.T.A. E.T.? Whoa.
Yeah, because you told us
that. We need to watch that. We
Elf.
Might need to watch
I like
that.
Elf, but it. I understand.
No, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's just overrated
this isn't
as heck.
Working.
The little person. On He lived on my block.
He went to our school.
Who?
What's his name?
I don't know. The guy from Game of Thrones.
Actor, yeah.
What?
He lived on my block in Brooklyn.
His kid went to our school.
No way.
Yeah.
Goes to your school.
Went to our school. School.
They graduated?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No. That's crazy.
Wait, is that genetic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Punnett Squares.
Yeah.
What is a Punnett Square?
Maybe you should take bio.
Whoa, maybe you should go back
maybe
to
I
high
should...
school. I keep seeing this thread where
but
it's
high
like,
school hurt me. Like,
where it was.
Why
like,
would you want that?
It was like this girl in my class found out that her dad wasn't her real dad because they were doing Punnett
Squares.
I
remember seeing that. Honestly,
you should know what a Punnett Square is.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Don't be sorry. Just be. Better.
Russia's just taking over your. Yeah, just be better.
Sanborn, you mean? Stop looking at your pencil.
You need to leave. Like, you need to go.
You need to leave.
Like, you need to leave.
I want to watch track.
I'm a dog. Roof.
No. No.
That was in my head all day, and I swear, I was in class, and every single part of me wanted to just scream that.
Every once in a while, I almost do that.
What?
Every once in a while. It's my Tourette's coming out, I swear.
We talked about this, how when I'm in, like, or when we're in silent rooms.
Yeah.
How there's just... endless possibilities
of what?
Stuff that
oh,
could
yeah,
go
we
down.
Did talk about that.
Like what you could say and you can just immediately
yes.
be canceled.
Yeah.
That's scary, but it's like also exhilarating. Like okay.
That's just terrifying.
Yeah.
I for some reason I keep
thinking that. Oh my god. When I okay, so in high school
like,
we
I don't
have
think
these
I finished a sentence today.
Sorry.
No, I'm done.
I just have so many intrusive thoughts. When I was interviewing for peer support and or
pals
in high school, we were asked what like ice cream flavor represents us, and I had no idea what to say. Everyone was like Rocky Road because I have just so many layers and I have so many like things about me.
Cake,
hold on, you know what I said? I said strawberry because I'm so fresh.
Yeah, so,
I got in, so...
I think that maybe,
so.
and we should...
My pencil's trying to kill me.
Don't tell anyone that ever. That
it's just so sensitive.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like...
Your pencil?
My pencil...
Okay, Okay, so, no, for writing...
It's not sharp right now.
For writing, they asked us, like, what drinks...
It's dull!
Stop, guys.
Yo!
Stop, guys. Stop.
Zoe's pencil is dull. If she don't get a sharp pencil. Like,
who are you, and can you leave?
I'll sharpen your pencil.
Like...
This is a children's show.
And you have violated it.
What else am I here for?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We're figuring that out.
That sounds existential.
Yeah.
I can move mountains. I can... No.
It's the clock. Can we play that? I don't want to listen to this.
Yes. Okay, well, we'll just play it as our last song.
And, right?
Because we also want to go watch Hannah Montana.
I have a paper to write.
I'll watch Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah, that's what you guys are watching.
I said it's the Clum. Nope.
It's just called the Clum.
Or the Clum.
Or the Clum. My pencil... There it is.
Okay.
It's the climax. There you go. That's what just came up.
Your pencil.
My pencil's climax.
Stop, guys.
Zoe, put your pencil away. Okay.
We'll see you next week, but India won't be there because she'll be dead.
Hello?
Hi.
At least I'll have a pencil.
Will you?
I'll steal yours.
Okay.
Pencil Did you- theft?
What? Okay, guys, I'll see you later. India won't.
Remember.
Gina,
wait, no,
you're gonna say something weird.
No, I'm not. Stop. Chill. All I want was her number one top song.
Like, you did it.
Olivia Rodrigo.
I did.
Hate on her and her flannel. Okay, and her toe.
My flannel? I like my flannel.
Your pencil sucks. Bye.
You're not unique.
Thank you.
Oh.
Says you.
I never said I wasn't.
You're done. I'm giving you a bob.
Put your North Face in.
Stop!
Maybe,
actually coming.
Maybe we should focus on how...
Playing the climb.
Yeah. I was actually going to say something out of pocket, but continue.
What were you going to say?
No, nothing.
Wait, no, I want you to say it.
No, nothing.
No, say it.
Please, like, we can't be making...
No, we're not going back to this.
Things like that in this room. Like, that's a sensitive
Okay,
phrase.
We I'm love you. We need it. To play this. Okay.
No, I'm not going to say it. You have to say it. No, I'm not going to say
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Please. You have to... Okay, sorry.
See it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Chances I'm taking sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going. Too late. always gonna